Distribution.
Biggest show coming to town this week. It's brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for complete show listings. Six candidates. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest. All right, candidate number one is Wednesday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie.
Jer?
Yeah, all right. I like Rob Zombie better than Marilyn Manson.
I thought you were a Manson fan.
Not really.
I am.
Charles Manson.
Not that Manson.
Oh.
You shouldn't be a fan of his either.
Never quite got him.
No.
Charles or Marilyn.
No. Still doing a ton of bits.
Yeah, that's the thing. Rob Zombie, I've seen him a few times. I don't care for him live because he has so many bits going on stage. I think it's to distract you from the fact that there's not as much music being played as they want you to believe. But I was shocked when I heard we landed this show in Dallas on Halloween. This seems like
something
that should be in New York City or, well, maybe not this week, but or in L.A. or Vegas on Halloween, not in Dallas.
Yeah, good note. I didn't even realize that was Halloween. Marilyn Manson, it says he plays the guitar, the bass,
bass,
the keyboards, harpsichord, drums, flute, pan flute, and mellotron. What's the mellotron?
Oh, the mellotron is, God, I used to know what this thing was.
Energy drink?
No, is it the, I'm thinking of theremin, actually.
Something with Carmelo Anthony?
No, okay. It's like a like an organy thing.
Yeah,
right?
I'm looking at one. It's like a keyboard kind of.
Yeah.
He's a talented guy.
He is a talented guy, Giorgio.
Maybe a flawed guy. Got a beautiful singing voice. Doesn't he date or isn't he married to someone famous?
Oh, he used to date Rose McGowan.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know what the story is of that anymore.
Yeah,
I think that went away like 10 years ago.
Okay. All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate two, Thursday night, also at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Bob Dylan.
Really?
Yes.
I'm there.
No, you're not.
What, Thursday night, you say?
Yep.
I may do this.
No, you won't.
If I can find a date, I'll go.
Genius.
Who wants to be my date?
Nobody.
George?
You mean if you can find a date with tickets, you'll go?
Well, yeah, she'd have to pay. I ain't made of money. What?
He's genius, but he's, from what I understand, almost inaudible when he sings now. Not that he's always been easy to understand.
Right. But clear right here.
Even
huh?
worse now. But it's still, I mean,
71.
Say you've seen Dylan, it's pretty cool. Has anybody here ever seen him?
No.
Nope.
Didn't I thought I saw him at one point.
Who are you asking us?
Tell us
well,
about it.
I don't know. For some reason in my mind, I'm conflating that we saw Alanis Morissette opening up for Bob Dylan.
No.
That can't be right.
No. I didn't, at least.
I think I did see him. I think maybe I saw him at the same place that Alanis Morissette played, that we saw her. And that's why I'm conflating those two things.
I remember in the early years of the ticket, Doogie saying that he saw Dylan, but it was like at an outdoor downtown concert. Did you go to that with him?
I don't remember it being outdoor, but maybe I went with Doogie. If you are Doogie Anderson, please email me and let me know if we went to see Dylan together. If he was my date for the first Dylan concert.
Great song.
Oh man, this is a great song. Best version ever was Jimi Hendrix, though.
I don't know. The Rolling Stones live version is pretty darn good, too. He's 71 now.
I see Mark Knopfler is opening up for him at this, by the way,
yeah.
too, at Dire Straits.
I like him.
Everybody that was hanging out, yeah.
Oh, Barney did it?
Yeah. Busby did it. They don't seem so proud. Numbers. That happened to be scrounging your next meal. Then do the count.
Wow. Maybe we'll have Busby does Dylan at some point. I find guys like this fascinating. He never had a number one hit. He never had one song that went to number one. This went to number two. and Rainy Day Woman went to number two, and that's as close as he got. Yet he's
had a 60-year career,
one of the 10 most influential musicians ever, probably.
Right. But what about with another performer? Did one of his songs go to number one?
Did he write "Call Me Maybe"?
Do you mean
yes, a song he wrote?
Yeah, that someone else did. Yeah.
I don't have that information.
Yeah. I think he wrote "Call Me Maybe." I don't know.
From Hibbing, Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know who else is from there?
Famous. Somebody in the sports world.
That's correct.
Fran Tarkenton.
Is it Kevin McHale?
Kevin McHale.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, that's candidate two, Bob Dylan. By the way, also on Thursday night at the Prophet Bar, and this has to be a P1 band.
Yeah.
The Front Bottoms. They've got to be.
No, you know what? I want to say they're not from here.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not official candidates, by the way. I just wanted to recognize them because I figured they had to be P1s.
I see.
I wanted to change your band name.
Why would they have to be P1s? Why would you think that?
Candidate number three.
They're from New Jersey.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
See there?
Friday, well, they might listen online.
I guess
maybe not these days, but in the past they may have.
Back when we had an online presence.
Sorry about that.
Friday night, candidate number three at the Windstar, Olivia Newton-John.
Wow.
Here you go, Gordo. This is more along your speed.
What do you mean?
She was in Greece, so she must be great.
And I thought she was attractive in Greece, and I support anyone who's battled breast cancer.
She is
look at him, he's dancing
64, still looks great. And yes, back in the day, boy, my class,
totally going on.
We went nuts over her. She was like the woman of the hour.
I thought she was cute, George. What's wrong with that?
Nothing, because I used to like this song.
You used to like this song?
Stop the show, Jer.
Listen, it's got a good little
This is a bad song.
That. No shame in that. The hook's not very good, but the verses are good.
Song stupid go, I suck. It got suck and it's stupid go away. Dumb, dumb, stupid.
I used to go around singing this song, too. I know, I like it.
Not necessarily this part.
Well, then you're suck. You have suck and
plus,
it's
Olivia
stupid.
Plus, John saying she wanted to get physical with you?
Right.
How great is that?
Let me hear your body talk.
Oh, gross!
Stop it.
Oh, George's body's talking! Oh, no!
Not mine. Gordon squatted on the mic.
Magic, that was a good song. And that came out in 1980, so you remember every Magic Johnson highlight was set to that song?
Magic. That one?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What other hits she had? She had this, she had Xanadu.
I Honestly Love You was number one.
All right.
Love you. Have you never been?
I honestly love you.
Yeah, that was kind of a thruster. Yeah.
Have You Never Been Mellow was also number one.
Never heard of that one.
Have you never
the magic mellow song.
Love this song. What else? Number one? That's about it.
Anything off that crappy Grease.
Yeah.
Hits off that, isn't she?
The duet with... Yeah, you're the one
that was.
Hopelessly Devoted to You made it to three, and A Little More Love made it to three.
Hopelessly Devoted to You is not totally a bad song. That one's from Grease, right?
Either. Yep.
Hopelessly Devoted to You?
Yep.
That was much better than I Honestly Love You. Okay, forget that one. You need to forget that song. That one should have been lopped off the end of Grease.
All right, that's candidate three.
What song is this one?
Magic.
Oh.
Not a bad song. She's Australian, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Got that going for her.
I'd
nice.
Love to go down under with her. That's what you call going to Australia.
Right. Interesting. It says she was born in Cambridge, England.
That's right.
But origin Melbourne, Australia. So
she moved there when she was a baby
British
kid.
But grew up in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week. This is Sunday night at the Verizon Theater, Jackson Browne.
He's got greatness.
Yep.
I always like Jax better than Browne.
You know Norm will be at this show.
Yeah, he loves Jackson Browne.
Oh, no, wait, he's got Cowboys duty.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Let me just pre-say that I like Jackson Browne.
I can't
just pre-say.
But I like... Cowboys game, but...
They realize that the schedules are for human beings. They schedule this on a night where Norm has cowboy duty.
Yeah. That's the definition of schedules not being for human beings, when Norm has multiple commitments.
Where's this?
Verizon. He's done a lot of great songs. I like just about everything he's ever done, except he did do one of the whip songs to me of all time, Lawyers in Love.
Yes, horrible song.
God, I hate that song
much. My favorite thing that he's done is Linda Ronstadt. My second favorite thing that he's done is Daryl Hannah.
That should be your first favorite thing.
Linda Ronstadt in her
day was
cuter
amazing
than Daryl Hannah.
Really?
Ever was.
70s
yes.
Linda Ronstadt, go look it up.
The key is in her day.
Well, yeah. Everyone's allowed to get old.
Fernando,
jeez.
Look what's happened to you. Come on.
I'm not Linda
Ronstadt.
Yeah,
you're a paragon of masculinity.
There you go.
All right, candidate number five.
God, I hate this song so much.
Go away, stupid dumb.
It was for that stupid movie, Legal Eagles.
Great movie.
I kind of like that movie, though.
You're gayer than any of us, George.
Candidate 5, biggest show, Sunday night as well at the Granada Theater. Our sponsors, Psychedelic Furs.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Are you serious?
Yep.
Wait, what are you... Oh, turn it up.
Caroline loves if it's raining all day. She smiles, it's the end
British
of the
Mark,
joke.
The lead singer.
Wasn't she?
Didn't we almost have them on the show?
Yep.
But they couldn't make it.
It's when we were at the Granada.
Yeah,
we almost had them, but he turned us down.
That would have been great.
Real close, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, look. Gordo's 80s dancing.
Their biggest hit, Pretty in Pink.
Yeah. I've made out with many a girl to this song.
Whatever.
Just made it to 18 on the charts.
On the lead here.
Girl? I didn't say girl. Did I?
Did.
I did say girl. All right. We'll keep that for on-air purposes.
And finally, candidate number 6, just for Rich, Monday night at the McFarland Auditorium, Primus.
Hey now.
Dude,
my name is
Primus is coming to town.
Does that guy still overplay on bass?
Les Claypool?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Man,
he's going.
Oh, God. Yeah, this will suck. This has suck in it. And it's stupid dumb. This is the South Park theme song.
Well, they did do that.
They did do it.
Sounds like the Rant theme song.
Something happened to this bass.
I think the Rant theme song is based on this.
This guy tried out for the bass job in Metallica a few years ago.
Did he?
Yeah, wouldn't that have been a bad fit?
Got to be in a level 42 cover band.
Pilots vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number 1 on Halloween night at the Verizon, Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie? Candidate 2, Thursday at the Verizon, Bob Dylan. Candidate 3, Friday at the Windstar, Olivia Newton-John. Candidate 4, Sunday at the Verizon, Jackson Browne. Candidate 5, Sunday at the Granada, Psychedelic Furs. Or Candidate 6, Monday at the McFarland, Primus, George.
Bob Blue.
What?
I'm sorry?
Oh, Bob
Blue.
It's Bob Dylan. Gordo?
You got to go with Bob Dylan.
Yep.
But I'm going to go with Psychedelic Furs.
Of course.
Rich?
Boy, being Halloween night, I think it's Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie.
Okay. Chair.
Oh, dude.
What?
It's a Bob Dylan vote, I believe.
Go, Jeremy.
Fernando?
Bob Dylan.
Me too. So 4-1-1. Thursday at the Verizon. Biggest show, Bob Dylan.
All right, what's next in Gordo's Corner?
And you think we spend a lot of money next.